You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning. It is time to get up with the king. Now one win away after a decision he made last night. That changed everything. You'll hear what it was right off the top. Then Fitzmagic sets the sort of record only he possibly could. Does that delay the Dolphins' future? We've got the answer. Plus, wait until you hear how Lamar is looking ahead to the biggest NFL game of the season. You will, as we get up with you on a Football Friday, starting right now. From our Seaport studios, I am Greeny, and we are ready to go. We're going to start with the hoops, so we got football ready as well. Can't wait to get Bart Scott in on the conversation. He's with me live in our studio, and the rest of the crew is here as well. Sanchez is ready. Ninkovich is ready. The whole crew is ready. We'll be talking football with you in a moment after we show you the game of the night. Lakers, Nuggets, Western Conference Finals, Game 4. LeBron James ready to go, looking to take a 3-1 series lead, and the messages were everywhere, including on the King's shoes. Pick up the highlight with the Nuggets. Down 8, Jamal Murray. Unstoppable through so much of this night, so much of this postseason. Oh, look at him. Look at him going down the lane. And the body control. 16 points for Murray at the half. LeBron was there, but Murray had other ideas. Lakers by 5 at the break. Third quarter, Lakers up 6. LeBron at the line. Follows his miss and puts it back up. He had 14 foul shots in this game after just 2 in Game 3. To the fourth quarter we go. 7 minutes to play. Nuggets down 6, but Jamal Murray will not let it get away. He would lead his team with 32 on the night. It's a 4-point game. Now, scary moment for the Lakers and for Davis. I want you to watch Anthony Davis's left foot coming down on the sneaker of Paul Millsap. We'll show you again with a closer look. Davis on the floor, grabbing the ankle. Obviously, in a lot of pain. He would limp, but he would stay in the game. Let's keep an eye on how the ankle would play. Lakers now 6.5 to go. Davis testing it out. Rondo up. Davis down. A game-high 34 for Anthony Davis. You see the limp. Lakers up 5. 5 and change to go. Now LeBron James in a timeout told Coach Frank Vogel, I got Murray the rest of this game. And that changed everything. The defense turns into offense. KCP for 3. Lakers up 7. Under 4 to go. LeBron still guarding Jamal Murray. Murray to the lane. Look at the defense from LeBron. Tough shot. Up and no good. And we'll stay with it. Going the other way. Rajon Rondo finding LeBron. LeBron, 26 points, 9 boards, 8 assists, and the big defensive switch. Look at the focus. Lakers win 114-108. They're up 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals.
I knew it was winning time, and Jamal had it going. The kid is special. He has an array of shots, the triple threat. And for me, it's just trusting my defensive keys, my study of film, trusting personnel, and living with the results. I told my teammates that I had them, and everyone else can kind of stay at bay and stay home. And I was able to get a couple stops, and we was able to rebound the basketball, which is the most important thing.
Well, according to Second Spectrum, LeBron James defended Jamal Murray on 9 half-court matchups in the fourth quarter, held him to 2 points and 1 turnover. Overall, LeBron held Denver to 0-for-6 shooting as the closest defender in the fourth quarter to close this one out for L.A. And so let me bring in my basketball crew this morning. Here they are, my favorite odd couple. Big Perk and Zach Lowe are here. Give me the wave. Thank you. All right. Let us start with this. Zach, what did you make of LeBron making the decision last night to match up with Murray in the fourth quarter?
Well, we saw it for a brief couple of possessions in Game 3, and I was waiting for it. I was waiting for it. Jamal Murray was hitting crazy lefty floaters and the Jordan finger roll and all that. I was waiting for it, and LeBron came through. Maybe fouled him on that first shot at the rim. Maybe it was close. I thought the second one was pretty clean. But to your point, Greeny, you made it in the highlight. defense to offense. The Lakers' offense in the half court was kind of wheezing again in the half court down the stretch, and they needed every bit of those run-out points, every bit of those fouls that they drew in transition. LeBron, 8 free throw attempts in the fourth quarter. They needed every one of those. It wasn't just the defense. It was what it gave them on offense to get over the finish line, and now they're one game from the finals.
That's exactly it, Perk. And, you know, we'll look at stat and numbers. We'll look at box scores and all that stuff after games. But the things like LeBron James saying, I'll take their best player out of the game when the game is decided, are the things that don't show up in a box score that actually wind up deciding these playoff games. What'd you think of that last night, Big Perk?
Hey, that's what the greatest of all time does, Greeny. He takes on the challenge. That's what I was asking Giannis to do in the series against Miami. LeBron is doing that right now. Down the stretch, forget everything, forget the game plan. Coach, I got him. That's what greats do. They go to the huddle and they demand the challenge. He took it on and LeBron was successful doing it. You talking about a very smart guy. And by the way, Murray is not an easy person to guard at all. He's becoming one of the best scorers in today's game, and LeBron knew that he had to go down there and handle his business and lock him up, and he did just that.
Another thing I know Perky wanted to make this point was the decision to start Dwight Howard last night. Why was that so important?
Well, Greeny, I was waiting to see what was taking them so damn long. He should have been starting from the beginning of the series. Dwight Howard makes it so tough on Jokic on the defensive end. One, he body Jokic up. Jokic cannot crab dribble him and put him in the basket. Dwight is still one of the most athletic bigs in the league. He's able to shuffle his feet side to side and contain Jokic. And on the offensive end, Dwight put pressure on him by going to the offensive rebound, deep seals, and taking a lot of energy away from Jokic. So when they get to the fourth quarter, he's dead tired.
And then you know what? Someone asked me a question in our pre-show meeting today, and it struck me as an interesting enough question that I decided to make a poll out of it and ask the two of you. As we watch LeBron James playing with Anthony Davis and all of this conversation about, is Davis going to be the guy to lead this team to the championship? If you look back at LeBron on his championship teams, he had Dwayne Wade in Miami, he had Kyrie Irving in Cleveland, and now he's got AD. Big Perk, is this the best running mate LeBron has ever had?
Greeny, that's like asking me, do I look better than Zach Lowe? The answer is, hell yeah. This is his best running mate. No disrespect to Dwayne Wade and Kyrie Irving. But Greeny, look, AD is a generational talent, one of one. He's a big man with guard skills offensively. Defensively, he should have won Defensive Player of the Year, able to switch 1 through 5. We haven't seen nothing like Anthony Davis. So to answer your question and your today's poll question, yes, Anthony Davis is the best.
You know, Zach Lowe, it's interesting, as I think Big Perk just froze. Zach Lowe, he didn't want to insult Dwayne Wade or Kyrie Irving. He definitively wanted to insult you, but which amused me, no question about it. But, Zach, what is the answer to the question? You'll vote on my poll on Twitter. What will you vote?
Well, first of all, I can't see Perk, so I can't critique his fashion choices today. It's not fair. Second of all, I will cape hard. For 2010-11, Dwayne Wade, who was statistically very similar to what Anthony Davis has done this year, and like Anthony Davis has been in the playoffs, was the best player for that Heat team in some games, not every game. But I think I will also lean to Davis for this reason. There was a lot of skill overlap between Wade and LeBron, even when they were both at their peaks. LeBron and AD are so much more easily complementary. What AD does on defense, what he does as a pick and roll screener, what he does off the ball, what he does as a post scorer. So I would lean AD, but people forget because Dwayne got old kind of fast. That first season, he was an absolute monster.
Yep, they won 2 championships together. LeBron and Kyrie won 1, and we'll see. This group, LeBron and Anthony Davis, are now 5 wins away from a title, 1 win away from going back to the finals. Guys, thank you very much, and I will put the poll question up here for everybody to see. Again, it's on my Twitter page, at ESPN Greeny. I just posted it right before the show. AD, Dwayne Wade, Kyrie Irving, who's the best running mate LeBron has ever had? Let us know what you think. We'll keep it up through the radio show a little later today. Me. Meanwhile, let the Football Friday action begin. Bart Scott is with me here as we have the matchup of the stash and the beard. Gardner Minshew, Ryan Fitzpatrick, pick it up early. Fitzpatrick, he left off hot against Buffalo, and he picks up right where he left off. Touchdown to Preston Williams.
Oh, he's feeling it right here. He got the double high-low, and Fitzmagic puts it in the basket. He's feeling good, baby.
Dolphins up 7-0. Now 6 minutes to go in the half. First and 10 in the red zone. This is going to be Fitzpatrick's 20th straight completion. Going back to last week, it's a touchdown to Gesicki.
He's in a rhythm. He was reading the coverages. He's feeling this up right there. Look at that in his eyes, man. He's all in.
There is no better celebration video than that of Ryan Fitzpatrick. Third quarter. Jaguars 3rd and 13 in their own territory. It's Minshew, and he's got problems. The ball's on the ground.
Well, balls on the ground is a fight here after this. If the player's going to get ejected for pushing the ref, puts him in bad position. It was an easy punch in after this, Greeny.
Minshew 30 of 42, 275, a fumble and a pick. Here's the punch in you were talking about. That's Fitzpatrick taking it in. It's a 1 yard score. He's the fourth player with two passing touchdowns and a rushing touchdown in multiple games at the age of 37 or older. It's a complicated stat, but it makes sense. And there's Tua watching and waiting, and the Dolphins win it by a score of 31 to 13. And Fitzpatrick, especially potent whenever he sees the Jaguars. This is what I meant when I said he set the kind of record only he could set. He has now beaten Jacksonville with six different teams. According to Elias, he is the only quarterback to beat a single opponent while playing on six different franchises. And one of the things, as we were leading into this game, we were wondering if they had fallen to 0-3 and lost last night, is Mark Sanchez and Rob Ninkovich join us here this morning. My football crew is ready to go, and Ryan Clark will join us a little later. One of the questions that we wondered was, would it be time to go to Tua if they didn't play well last night? Well, Fitzpatrick is playing well, and they get the win. So, Mark Sanchez, you cover the college game, you watch the transition, you were a rookie quarterback starting your very first NFL game. Is it time to go to Tua with a long break right now, despite the fact they're coming off a win?
Unfortunately, it's not. What it's time to do is put up a statue of Ryan Fitzpatrick outside of Jacksonville Stadium after you showed me that stat. He went 18 to 20. He's giving Tua everything he needs to learn and watch right now. Don't mess with that. He was 18 of 20, had two touchdowns. He rushed for a touchdown with eight different targets. This is the stuff that Tua needs to see and watch and then eventually emulate and inculcate in himself, and then show it on the field later on. But as long as you can keep him in the oven, let him heal from that hip injury and let him watch and learn.
Rob Ninkovich, I know you have a good relationship with the coach in Miami. What is your sense of what's going on down there?
Yeah, look, B-Flo, me and B-Flo have a great relationship. We talk often, and you have a guy, you have Tua, who is the future in Miami. And look, coming off an injury, the NFL and football in general, when you're a quarterback, it's all about confidence. If you put your quarterback out there too early, especially your future, and something happens to him and he goes down, then where are all the questions going to? They're going to be flow on, well, why do you go out there so soon? You have Fitzpatrick. He can learn underneath the veteran. So for me at this point, I think he's in a perfect spot backing up Fitzpatrick. You're continuing to learn the offense. You're gaining confidence. And you're healing still. He just came off a terrible injury. You don't want to push him out there too fast. He didn't have a preseason. He didn't really have a normal camp. So why push him out there too soon?
Actually, guys, Bart Scott and I, after the meeting this morning, because we were together, we did a little homework, and we have identified exactly the right place to do it. Bart, do the honors.
Well, absolutely. We identified, Greeny, that the perfect time for Tua to get off of the bench is against the New York Football Jets. On week 12, they play the Jets week 10. Then they have a bye week, Mark. You know what that's about. Getting a bye week, get the kid inside of the room and get him used to the plays that he wants. You want to do it later during the season. Fitzmagic understands that this is the time that he's a tutor. He's a guy that's going to teach him all about the nuance of Chan Gailey's deep offense. And then this will be a perfect time because, listen, they play the Jets twice in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and it'll be the perfect time to come off the snide and be able to try and figure things out. It's homecoming game. You want to give them a soft landing? There's no softer landing in the NFL right now than the New York Football Jets.
Yes,
and it pains me to say that.
It pains the two of us to say it, but it is the reality. And it's not just because it's the Jets. I hope that was clear to everybody. This is a unique circumstance. They play the Jets, then they have a bye, then they play the Jets again. So you could do the scouting, you could have the 2 weeks to prepare him, and then he played the Jets and Bengals in back-to-back weeks. That's our prediction. That is when Tua will get his first start. Meanwhile, we're just getting started. Drew Brees trying to add to his legacy. He's off to a slow start this year. Do our guys think he can turn it around? He'd better do it in a hurry. He gets Aaron Rodgers this Sunday. We'll talk about it coming up. And speaking of struggling quarterbacks, one of our crew says it's about to get a whole lot worse for Carson Wentz. You'll hear why right after this. It's a Football Friday. Get up on ESPN. Back on a Football Friday edition of Get Up, let's run the hurry up with our insider, Jeremy Fowler. Jeremy, what's the latest on Julio Jones?
Well, Greeny, I talked to a Falcon source who said it would not surprise if Julio Jones is a game-time decision, giving him time to test out that hamstring issue. That source also pointed out Julio has played through far worse, so it's always a shock if he's not on the field. But this hamstring gave him some issues last week. They do not want to risk any further issues, and sitting at 0-2, Jones is going to do everything possible to play here.
That's a critical game. How about Devontae Adams?
Similar situation. He's taking it day to day. A source said that they could bring this all the way to the weekend or right before the game, let him test this thing out, see how he feels. They have made no determination either way. Keep in mind, Greeny, Falcons went 4-0 last year when Adams was out with a toe injury. They do not want to test that process again with the way this offense is rolling. They want him in there.
They're playing Sunday night against New Orleans. Finally, how about Tyrod Taylor?
Well, interesting developing situation here, Greeny, because the NFLPA is in the fact-finding mode right now to determine by next week if they need to file a grievance against the Los Angeles Chargers over this medical mishap issue. And so they need to find out if there's a financial settlement here potentially over lost wages, either currently or in the future over the games he's going to have to miss. So things have cooled down with the team and Justin Herbert, but this process is a long way from ending.
It's one of the strangest stories that we've seen in the NFL in a long time. Jeremy will be back in our next hour with the latest on Antonio Brown. Meanwhile, I know what you want. You want to know who's going to win all of the NFL games this coming Sunday? Well, I've got you covered. Hashtag KOD in 3, 2, 1. Raiders, Patriots. Cam Newton is not better than Tom Brady, but his team is. Vegas, short week, long trip, 33-16, New England. Rams, Bills. Question, is Josh Allen for real? Answer, yes he is. Rams shuffled off from Buffalo with their first L, 20-16. Texans, Steelers. I'm telling you, there's a big three in the AFC because Big Ben is back. Houston, goodbye, 27-21 Pittsburgh. Bengals, Eagles. If Carson Wentz loses this week, there won't be a lot of brotherly love left in his city. It'll be tight, but he won't. Fly, Eagles, fly, 24-20. 2-0 Bears, 0-2 Falcons. I don't know how either of these teams has that record. Matty Ice versus Mitch is a mismatch. Atlanta at home, 26-14. Jets, Colts. If the Jets win the opening coin toss, they should elect to go home. Indy, 36-6. Lions, Cardinals. If Barry Sanders had been a quarterback, he'd have been Kyler Murray. Perhaps fans in Detroit will enjoy watching that. But not much else. Zona by 10. Bucks, Broncos. Jeff Driscoll has thrown for just under 2,000 yards in his career. Tom Brady, just under 49 miles. Give me Tampa Tom, 44-14. Cowboys, Seahawks, good game. Dak Prescott was sensational last week. He almost looked like Russell Wilson. This year's MVP stays perfect, 38-36. Finally, Packers, Saints, the two best players in this game, both go by the name of Aaron. The scorched earth tour continues, 31-23, Green Bay.
I always judge how these things go by whether I can make Bart laugh or not, and that one seemed to. All right, having done that, we are now going to go on the clock. Usually upset alert is something that we do in college football, but I thought, why limit ourselves to college football? Let's put NFL teams that are favored this weekend on upset alert. Bart Scott, I'm starting with you. I'm going to put 45 seconds on the clock. Give me a favorite team that's going down.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen, Greeny. I'm going to go with the Philadelphia Eagles. They don't have an identity. They can't protect their quarterback, and he's regressed. And now he's trying to do too much and trying to make too many plays. Four interceptions. They haven't looked well at all. They have to be able to establish some type of ground game, running game. Jason Peters looks like he has turned his age. He's finally showing the age after a Hall of Fame career, and guys don't fear that offensive line anymore. They've been harassed the first two seasons, I mean, first two games of the season, and Carson Wentz is trying to, you know, figure it out. I'm back there looking like my boy Mark Sanchez.
So, what were you going to tell me they're going to do? If the Eagles lose this game, what are they
going to
do?
The Eagles lose this game, they're going to trade for Nick Foles and put the band back together.
What do you think of that? What do you think of that? Trade Jalen Hurts to Chicago for Nick Foles. Look at the face on Sanchez.
No, I didn't say trade Jalen Hurts. I said bring Nick Foles back to be the mentor.
Fair enough. What do you think of that pick real quick?
Oh, I don't know about that. Trading for Nick Foles. I mean, I get it. It sounds fun, but I don't know if that's the answer right now.
Come on, Mark, back me up.
I like it. All right, Sanchez, upset alert.
No,
give me a favorite that's going to lose. Go.
That's crazier than Tannenbaum.
Give me a favorite that's going to lose.
I'm
going
to go with the Buffalo Bills, and I hate to say this. I'll go with the Buffalo Bills. This is tough for me because I love Josh Allen, but what I saw in that first game, the Jets weren't able to make him pay for those fumbles. When he gets out of the pocket and he starts running and becomes a runner, stops passing the ball, he's got to hold onto that ball with two hands. The first two teams they played, the Dolphins and the Jets, did not make him pay. But this team right here, Jared Goff, these players, Robert Woods just signed his big deal. And I'm accrediting a lot of this to Kevin O'Connell, their new offensive coordinator and quarterback coach. He's really brought a calming presence. I had him in New York. He's a calming presence in that room for Jared Goff. I think they'll make Josh Allen pay, and the Bills have to be on high alert for an upset.
All right, so Rams over Bills, says Sanchez. One more, Rob Ninkovich. Give me an upset this weekend. Go.
I'm going with the Arizona Cardinals. And look, it's not so much about the Cardinals. It's more so who they're facing, and that's the Lions. Their backs are against the wall. We know Matty P right now is telling his whole team. There's probably signs all over the facility. 60 minutes. They have to play for 60 minutes. We have seen them go up on teams early in the game, and then they fade away. They're not able to close games out. They're not able to play the third and fourth quarter. So when I look at Matt Stafford, and they might get Kenny Galladay back, so hopefully they can get a receiver back. Adrian Peterson said it this week. They have to start fast. Adrian Peterson's going to have a big game in the running game. And I know we know Arizona's got a good quarterback, great receivers, but it's about the Detroit Lions. Because if they don't win this game, guess what? They play the Saints next, and they're 0-4. And 0-4, bad news.
You know what I find interesting? It's a theme so far this morning. Ninkovich, we've talked about two of his defensive coordinators so far, the coaches. Everybody who ever coached Rob Ninkovich winds up a head coach in the NFL. We got B-Flo and Matty P so far this morning. Meanwhile, we want to know
get into
who
coaching.
You think. Who's going to get upset this weekend? I put the poll question up at ESPN Greeny. We got two polls working at the same time. Are the Bengals going to lose? Are the Texans going to beat the Steelers? Are the Cowboys going to beat Seattle? How about Green Bay over New Orleans? Cast your vote on my Twitter page at ESPN Greeny. Meanwhile, as we continue, it is the biggest game of the NFL season. Chiefs, Ravens, Mahomes, Lamar. One of our crew thinks this will not be a walk in the park for one of the superstar quarterbacks. Find out which one as we continue. Get up on ESPN. Back on Get Up, and let's get up and go around the world of sports. It's brought to you this morning by Best Buy, and here we go. Pac-12 CEOs have approved a 7-game conference football season beginning November 6th, ending December 18th with a championship game. No indication yet on how a reduced schedule will impact their eligibility for the college playoff. Meanwhile, 3 hours after that announcement, the Mountain West announced the same thing. They're targeting an October 24th start for an 8-game season, championship game December 19th, which is a day before the college football playoff selections. Meanwhile, the Division I Football Oversight Committee has recommended that any FBS team playing this season should be eligible to play in a bowl game, regardless of record, because of the pandemic. Teams are usually required to finish with a .500 record against FBS opponents. Baseball news. Hyunjin Ryu pitched 7 shutout innings. Vlad Guerrero homered. Blue Jays get their first postseason spot since 2016, beating the Yankees 4-1. Now means 7 of the 8 American League postseason berths have been filled. And tonight, you will see an important game. Chicago showdown. Slumping White Sox trying to get back on track in the tight race in their division. Cubs looking to wrap up theirs. It's tonight. It's 8 Eastern on ESPN and on the ESPN app. All right, back to the NFL. Monday Night Football is the game we've been waiting all year for. And even if the Ravens take a lead, watch out. Patrick Mahomes has won an NFL record 6 straight games when trailing by double digits. His counterpart is Lamar Jackson. He's won 13 straight regular season games overall, the longest active streak among quarterbacks. And he has thrown 30 touchdowns and just 4 interceptions. And no matter what, you can safely say this game is historic. According to Elias, it is the first matchup in NFL history between former MVPs age 25 or younger.
It's a little different because when you're on offense, you're never going to go face-to-face. You never get to go straight up against Lamar, but you know that he's going to go out there and put up points.
Just like in the other game, you know, I don't have to focus on Mahomes. You know, I got to focus on their defense. I got to focus on scoring. I got to focus on my job and making my offense, you know, do our thing. But my defense got hurt by him in the offense.
Okay, so we have Bart and Ninkovich. Let's talk about defense, Bart, and let's start by talking about that Baltimore defense. Yeah. You obviously played there once upon a time, but you were telling me this morning they built that thing specifically for this game.
Well, they built this defense last year when they made the trade for Marcus Peters, understanding that they have so many weapons over there, whether it's Watkins, whether it's Tariq Hill, whether it's Kelsey. So they wanted to go in there, and they put a lot of equity in their cornerback position. You think about Jimmy Smith. You think about, Marlon Humphreys as well. They wanted bigger corners that can line up and play safe so they can press. You know, you have to throw the timing off whenever you go against an offense that are so dialed in. It's all about executing. They built it that way, but they didn't expect last year the Tennessee Titans to come and play the role of the Denver Nuggets and kind of stop that matchup. So what did they do in the offseason? They went in and beefed up the offensive line. They went up and got their sideline-to-sideline linebacker in Patrick Queen.
So that's a defense that's built to try and knock down Kansas City. Now, here at Ninkovich, as a guy who knows a little something about making deep playoff runs, it would seem to me if you're Baltimore and you think you have the defensive game plan to shut down Kansas City, maybe you don't want to show it all to them in week 3 because it's a team that you're counting on playing maybe one game away from the Super Bowl. Does that make sense?
No, not at all. Look, every single game counts, and this matchup here could potentially be huge at the end of the season and where their status is for the playoffs and where they're at. So when I look at this game, it's going to come down to the front 7 because I don't care how good your secondary is. If the quarterback is moving around in the back of the pocket, getting out of the pocket and extending plays, you can't cover for longer than 4 or 5 seconds. It's impossible. I don't care who you are. If the quarterback breaks contain out of the pocket and extends the play, it's really, really, really hard, especially if you're in man coverage. If you're playing man coverage, your backs are turned, you don't see the quarterback, and that's when you have big plays. So for me, it's going to come down to the front 7. How do they contain the quarterback? And that's going to be basically how this game turns out. Look, if you can contain the quarterback, keep him in the pocket, make him throw from the pocket, I think the Ravens have the upper hand if they can keep Pat Mahomes in the pocket.
Does it feel like a big game to you? And we will build this up as a huge game. They've played each other twice, actually, and the Chiefs have won both of the matchups. 2 of only 3 regular season games Lamar Jackson has ever lost. Does it feel like a bigger game than normal to you?
Well, it's a bigger game because you want to cement yourself as a willing opponent or a capable opponent. You know, Baltimore went to Kansas City last year, and they kind of went with the analytics, and they went for a lot of 4th and 1s, and they had to scramble for it in later in the game to try and come back and win. It's important for Baltimore to kind of get one of those wins to make it, you know, put that seed of doubt in Kansas City's head that they can beat them, because we've seen Mahomes come up with big plays at the end of both games and previous 2 matchups.
Okay, so that is how this NFL weekend will end. It began last night, and it is filled with a lot of very interesting games, and maybe none of them much more interesting than the matchup of 2 legendary quarterbacks on Sunday night, as we will see the Packers and the Saints, who will be going head-to-head in a Sunday night game, which means Aaron Rodgers is off to a great start, and Drew Brees, who is off to the exact opposite of that. Brees, 2 games into year 20 of what will be a Hall of Fame career that has been defined by huge numbers and, in recent years, postseason heartbreak. Nightmare.
The Minneapolis Miracle!
After nightmare.
Where's the flag? Unbelievable no call.
After nightmare.
That's a full extension with the right arm by Kyle Rudolph. And the officials jog off the field in the Superdome.
On the doorstep of football immortality, the chance to hold that coveted Lombardi trophy once again, Drew Brees keeps falling just short.
These opportunities are few. If you're not the one holding up the trophy at the end of the year, it's disappointing.
As Breeze prepares to ride off into the sunset, he has the opportunity to leave in rarefied air. Only 12 quarterbacks before him have won multiple Super Bowls, five of them winning multiple Super Bowl MVPs. He is already perhaps the most accomplished regular season quarterback ever, holding the most prestigious passing records in the NFL, leading all quarterbacks in yards, touchdowns, and completion percentage. But it is these demons in the postseason that have reared their ugly heads. Three times, he's lost overtime home games in the playoffs, his team losing at the end in the biggest moments. As time ticks away on his career, one thing stands in the way of leaving as one of the true all-time greats, hoisting that Lombardi one time more. That's one perspective on Breeze. Another has been that the struggles to the point this season in the first two games have had people wondering if we might be approaching a time when the coaching staff might start thinking about actually putting Jameis Winston on the field. Now, everyone tells us that they're a long way away from that. But Mark Sanchez, as you watch the great Drew Breeze so far through these first 2 weeks, how would you describe your level of concern?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each one-ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Pump the brakes, Greeny. Don't hit the panic button yet. He's all those things we saw in that video montage and more. He's just getting warmed up. Just look at, you know, LeBron James, these older players, Brady. He was better than Brady in that week one opener. But sure, he's not one or two every week statistically anymore. But he's still top 10 in the NFL. So with the roster that they have, him being a top 10 quarterback and being top 10 efficiency-wise is plenty good enough for them to win games. So I don't think it's time to worry about that right now.
Where would you, Bart? You seem to be shaking your head.
It's time to be concerned because I think he, you know, we saw what he was and what he is without Michael Thomas, without players that can separate, not no longer able to push the ball down the field. He needs to get the ball out of his hands with timing, and the teams are starting to realize that. So they're starting to sit at the sticks or sit at the routes. No longer, we've seen this happen with Peyton Manning when you lose some speed off your fastball. Look at him; he's pushing the ball down the field. He's not stepping to his throws. He don't have the ability to hit these targets like he used to. They need to really run the ball through the running game. They need to start focusing on Alvin Kamara and let understand that less is more for Drew Brees. Last year, we saw him really benefit from the injury, allowing Teddy Bridgewater to get in the game to allow him to rest his arm and his shoulders a little bit more. You know, I think maybe a little dose of Jameis Winston, maybe taking a little bit more away from him, allows him to play at a higher level longer in the season.
All right, so we'll wait and see. Again, you're exactly right. We have seen Brees look like the arm strength has fallen off late in the season the last few years. To see it start this badly is what has surprised me. Is there any thought in your mind, if you were there, let me rephrase the question, how bad would it have to get before you'd start thinking about Jameis Winston?
Well, listen, I just changed my game plan and see, you know, we know Jameis can push the ball down the field. The problem is we don't know who he's going to throw it to. You know, so if Jameis can come in and maybe give him a spell or you know, they run the ball through Tyreek Hill through Alvin Kamara, they need to worry about more play action. You know, we saw that later in Peyton Manning's career. When you lose that ability to kind of zip the ball and you're pushing the ball, you need to get guys that can create separation. Right now, Emmanuel Sanders isn't creating separation. You know, they push their chips all into the middle of the table. They're all in. And this is the first time that Drew Brees understood his football mortality because he took, what, $25 million this year, which is a huge discount because he realized that his opportunity to win the Super Bowl is running off. And how crazy is this that we have Aaron Rodgers this week and we have Drew Brees, two guys that when they won their first Super Bowl, we thought that they would have a regular invitation in the future, and they haven't been able to get back since.
Now, there have been a lot of disappointments along the way. We documented some of those on Brees there. All right, we'll move on to other matters here, but we'll come back to that, which is a fascinating game. But I want to show you where we began the show. For those of you just joining us, get up this morning, Lakers Nuggets, Western Conference Game 4. LeBron James wearing the message on his shoes and then going out and playing just a brilliant game, particularly in the fourth quarter. LeBron James wanted the defensive matchup on Jamal Murray, who had had a hot night and has been so good in this postseason, but he started guarding him and they started turning defense into offense. There you see KCP knocking down a three, and then LeBron playing defense on Murray again, forcing a tough shot, and then back they go the other way. LeBron will wind up the recipient on the nice feed from Rondo. LeBron, 26 points, 9 boards, 8 assists, and the Lakers wind up with a win, 114-108, and a 3-1 lead now in the Western Conference Finals. But that win was by no means the only thing on LeBron's mind after that game last night. LeBron was asked about the decision that was made to not charge Louisville police officers for the killing of Breonna Taylor. Here is what LeBron said about his own emotions.
I don't want to get into the case and things of that nature, but I know we lost a beautiful woman in Breonna that has no say-so in what's going on right now. And we want justice no matter you know, how long it takes, even though it's been so many days, so many hours, so many minutes for her family, for her community. We're here playing this game, and it's very challenging on us. It's very difficult. But at the same time, our hearts is with that family, with that city. And it's just so unjust what's going on. It's a tragedy. It's a tragedy, and we just hope there's just better days, you know, and you hope for better days and spread love and not hate, because that's what it all boils down to, so.
One officer was charged in the incident, but not for firing on Taylor. He was charged for firing at a neighbor's home. Meanwhile, the basketball action will continue tonight. Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Heat and the Celtics, 8:30 Eastern. Jimmy Butler in Miami, one game away from the finals. Our coverage will begin 7:30 Eastern on ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and on the ESPN app. Coming up here, Odell Beckham said something yesterday you never thought you'd hear from him. You will hear it, and you'll make up your own mind whether you believe it or not. And we will have Sneaky Hembo this morning, and it's for Bart Scott. Here we go. What was the quarterback matchup the last time John Gruden went up against Bill Belichick? They face off this weekend. Who were the quarterbacks last time? Answer next. Get up, ESPN. Mm-hmm. We are back on Get Up, and it's time for Sneaky Hembo. Bart Scott, here we go. Gruden versus Belichick this weekend. It's been a while. What was the quarterback matchup the last time those two coaches went head-to-head?
See, that Hembo is very sneaky, but not too sneaky for Mr. Bart Scott, a.k.a. the Mad Backer. I'm going to go with Rich Gannon versus Tom Brady.
See, that would have been too easy. This is unfair. Chris Sims versus Tom Brady, week 15 of 2005. What did Hembo write? Was that too hard? Yes. I'm telling you right now, Hembo, that one is cause for a 15-yard penalty for illegal procedure. That was an impossible question. I demand a recount. Meanwhile, Bart Scott is ready to do. Can't wait.
Call the non-believers.
How did that
call the non-believers?
I can't wait. I can't wait till the day I make it. I can't wait.
We're a good football team. They can't stop a nosebleed.
Congratulations. See you in Pittsburgh.
Can't wait.
Immediately, Bart's chance for redemption. There are multiple things this weekend you cannot wait to see, and it begins with that game, Patriots-Raiders. What can't you wait to see?
Well, first of all, we all owe John Gruden an apology. I tell you what, we put his name through the dirt and redrug it. We told him $100 million for a coach. Why? Why would you trade your greatest player in Khalil Mack? Why would you get rid of Amari Cooper? What is he doing? Well, what he was doing was building a team in his image, a tough team. And now the Raiders look like the Raiders, and they're a real threat to be a wild card playoff ahead of schedule. And we owe Gruden all the credit and a little bit for Mike Mayock.
I like it. All right, next, what can't you wait for? Vikings Titans.
Listen, Durini, I love a great tragedy. Remember when we were begging Kirk Cousins to come to MetLife Stadium and save the Jets? Well, he can't save himself, and he damn sure can't save the Minnesota Vikings. Last year, it was Stephon Diggs. It was Thigpen coming in and saying, hey, we need to talk. You're not playing well. Well, this year, it may be the whole team saying, Kirk, you're not carrying your weight. I love a tragedy. I can't wait to see Kirk Cousins lose another game.
Can't wait. Bart Scott, Chiefs, Ravens, what can't you wait for?
Oh, man, this matchup between Patrick Queen and Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Listen, we always love when teammates go against each other, because when you're on teammates, you hear a lot of talk and chatter saying, hey, we played against each other. I got you. Both of these guys are on two great teams. They get to match up, and they're going to be the key to see who wins this game.
So we can't wait again for Monday night and all the games in between. Bart Scott can't wait. He's still aggravated with Hembo, and frankly, I don't blame you. Meanwhile, you know who else would have some reason to be aggravated? Might be Odell Beckham Jr. Through two games, he's put together, certainly by his standards, a modest stat line. 7 catches, 96 yards, 1 touchdown. Browns are 1-1. But if you hear Odell tell it, he says he's absolutely fine with it. Listen to this.
For me, one of my biggest growths has come in acceptance, in a sense. And for me, knowing probably not going to be that kind of season. Like I said, learning acceptance. So you set new goals. You know, you got two legitimate number one backs in the backfield. And our team is very, very, very good at running the football. So you have to play to your strength. And then I think you learn where you fit in and where you're able to make your plays and how you can help the team.
So Odell says he's good with it regardless of the numbers. Rob Ninkovich, you buy it?
What? I call BS on that. Come on now. He is a receiver. He wants the spotlight. He wants to catch. If they threw the ball 50 times, he wants to be the target 50 times. I mean, come on. When he's in the spotlight, he's at his best. Don't give me this, that we run the ball well, let's keep running the ball, I'll block. Like, that's not a receiver's mentality. They want to catch the ball. They want to make big plays. They want to score touchdowns. It's OBJ. He wants to make one-handed catches. He doesn't want a stock block.
What do you think, Bart Scott?
No, I believe him on this one. Listen, you understand that Odell has done everything that he wanted to be in this game. He proved that he was one of the best receivers. He's got his money, but what he has is a bad narrative. They believe that he's not a winner. He wants to become a winner. And to become a winner, less is more of Odell. It's not about how many catches you make. It's how pivotal and how important the catches you make are. And if they're running the ball and he's making touchdowns, he's making the big play, then he should be just fine. You know, I played with a receiver that was considered a diva in Santonio Holmes. And he came to ground and pound, wasn't airing the ball out. He was just as happy to block and make big plays and timely plays than he was to actually get that. Because you know what? Everybody gets credit and everybody gets the accolades when you win. He hasn't done that a lot in his career, and that's what's eluded him.
Is it possible for two people to be on opposite sides of an argument and for me to think you're both right? Like, I think in his heart,
Ninkovich, I agree with you. I don't think that's the way Odell Beckham wants to play. But I agree with you. He doesn't want the narrative to be about him being a malcontent or discontented anymore. So he's saying the right things, which I totally get. But Ninkovich, a wise man named Chris Carter once told me, the wide receiver only cares about two things, me and my money. He's got the money. Now, do you believe if they win football games, you think Odell will be fine? Ninkovich, yes or no?
Yeah, I mean, if you're winning, I guess. But look, if he wants to be a winner, consider. Look, you're at the end of your career, you want to look back and have a lot more wins than losses. So if he wants that, he's going to have to change helmet colors.
Ooh. How about that?
It's indictment on Baker Mayfield
dropping
right
a quick
there.
Bomb and running on that. On that note, we'll take a look at what's coming up as we continue on the program today. LeBron James has teamed up with some of the greats, but is Anthony Davis the best teammate he's ever had? We'll answer that question and more as we continue. You're watching Get Up on ESPN.